I'm Latif Adelaire. I am the Blarat African Association president.
Fantastic.
I've been president in the last getting to 2 years now.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's been lovely to represent Africans in Blarat.
Great. So tell me a little bit about your organization, what you aim to do in the community to bring the African population together, and why it matters.
Yeah, so the reason why the association was set up by the founding father, the president, was basically just to bring all Africans together. By the time the organization was set up, there were just a few Africans around, and they felt that we having a group, and it's a way for us to have a voice. And also, having a voice in a way can help us to really strengthen our potentials and them to really contribute to the larger Blarat community. And in a way, we know that when people come into a different a part of the world, people struggle, particularly if you're a new migrant. And we just felt it's an opportunity for us to really connect with people that are just coming in, to really identify area where they will need support. And as you know, even we are human beings, we do have issues every now and then. And when you have issues that you cannot really solve on your own, if you have like an organization like ours, we can use that to actually support our members, to help them really think through, and if it's possible to kind of represent them if there's an issue with them, either it's personal or in their workplaces or studies or whatever it is.
Fantastic. So there's obviously great networking within the organisation, but also, you know, being part of Blarat, there's wonderful networking you can do with all of the intercultural groups in Blarat. Today is a great example of that. Tell me a bit about how the African Association is being involved in Harmony Fest 2025 and also Harmony in the Mall today.
Yeah, so today is a very unique one because this is the first time we will be participating in Harmony Festival.
Great.
And we've always been involved in Begonia Festival since I joined the association. I was the secretary before I became the president. So usually the Begonia Festival March, that is the one we normally kind of get involved. Because, I mean, as you know, the logistics of organizing things, and we all have various walks and life to live. So, interestingly, the intercultural officer, Dimitri, he kind of approached me that, Latif, do you have like extra strength to do Harmony just a week or two after the Begonia? And I said, okay, well, if you are ready to kind of put in your hands and legs, we can come up and do something. And we set up a kind of committee to see how that was going to be a very fulfilling event. And it was quite interesting because one of the main speakers yesterday happens to be an African, and she spoke of her own experience coming to Australia and settling in Blarat. And so that was one of the participation we did. And like the mall today, I've been telling people that even though I've come around here before now, I never knew that's the name they call this mall. So it's quite interesting to come in a day where there are a lot of activities happening. Particularly, like today, we are going to be having an event at the neighborhood in Sebastopol.
Right, Blarat Neighborhood Center.
That's correct. So 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. today. And we just want to really bring Africans together. We're going to play nice music. And about six African countries are having a special meal they'll be bringing in. So we call it Taste of Africa. So where we'll be having food and music, and people will kind of network and kind of relax just for the Saturday. And I think it's been interesting to get involved in this 2025 Harmony Festival. I mean, we are different, but we are one.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's great. Fantastic. And just tell me a little bit about what 2025 might look for the association. Are there other events coming up? Are there ways that the community can get involved with supporting the organisation or, you know, come and learn about the cultures and share with you?
Yes, so as I said earlier, I'm kind of thinking of promoting Africans in Blarat. And I was talking to the BRMC executive yesterday that one of the ways I want to kind of do that is to, if I have the energy or if we have the energy, we're thinking of setting up like a kind of a podcast.
Fantastic.
Which is probably going to be like either every fortnight or monthly. where we can actually be inviting people to kind of talk and get to know about us and what we do and why some of us actually came over to Australia or to Ballarat. For instance, I came here because of my girls. You know, when my first daughter went to secondary school, we looked around and for some reason she liked the secondary school in Ballarat. And I would just say, well, it's expensive, but what can we do?
Let's gotta go. Keep them happy.
That's right. Yeah. And that's why we ended up here. Otherwise, I've been hearing of Ballarat. And it's been lovely.
Good.
Very easy to raise kids, very easy to drive around. Very easy. Within a few minutes, you get around the whole of Ballarat. And you got everything you need. The hospital itself, first class. And so it's a very nice part of Australia or part of Victoria to actually settle in.
Yeah, fantastic. Maybe just to finish, tell us a bit about your background, how long you have been in Ballarat for, and what your journey before that was like to get here.
Well, it's a long journey.
Yeah.
I came to Australia in 2006.
Okay.
And I'm a registered nurse.
Right.
I trained in Nigeria, so I came over here to kind of the adaptation program, they call it. So that was in Canberra. Mm-hmm. So I was in Canberra after my adaptation. I started working in the emergency department, and which I loved. I did that for a while.
Right.
And after some time, I don't know, maybe I was tired. I wanted a change. And someone just told me, oh, you seem to be skilled in emergency. You'll be very good to go and work in Northern Territory. In a remote part of Australia, that they need your skill there. I said, oh, really? And I did the application. Luckily, I got employed with the Northern Territory government. So I was working in a remote part of Northern Territory.
Yeah.
I worked in a place called Wade or Port Keys. I was there for about a year, and it was lovely. And after a year, I just felt, look, I needed a change again. So I came down to Victoria, and that was where I started working with the Werribee Hospital in emergency. And I did that for a while, then I needed to change, because sometimes I enjoy change. So I started my own small business, and I was supplying nurses to Northern Territory. Yeah, I did that for about 2 years, and in between, I was working as a manager for some clinics there. I did that for a period of time. And then the opportunity came for me to change again. So, and I got the opportunity to start working with an organization, Youth Support and Advocate Service. So it's an organization that look after young people who struggle with drug and alcohol. It's a very interesting job. And since I joined the organization, ever since, I've always loved the job, because he has different stories. I've been helping the young people to get off the street and to reduce their substance use.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful. And me coming to Ballarat, as I said, was based on the fact that my daughter wanted to go to secondary school, and we looked for school around Melbourne. She never loved most of them. And we came to Ballarat, she saw the school. She said, oh, I love this school. I like the building, I like the people. I said, oh.
Felt like home.
Yeah. So,
that's
she said she wants to do it. So that's why we sat down. That was almost like 6 years ago now that I've been in Ballarat, so it's been well lovely. So my wife, she works in there at the base too.
Oh,
she's a mental health nurse, so it's been lovely to be in Ballarat.
Well, yes, you've worked in very many places, and we always need nurses, don't we? In Ballarat now especially, we need our really good quality health services staff. So I'm sure you're doing wonderful work. It's very important.
Thank you so much.
Yes, it's been lovely talking to you too. Anything else you think is important to mention just about engaging people in groups like yours and promoting that intercultural sharing and understanding?
Well, I mean, the basic thing is, the team for this year is we are one together we're together in a way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically, like, we're different as human beings,
sure.
Whether you're from Philippines, China, or India, or Mexico, or you are Australians. I mean, those of us who came from Africa, we came for different reasons, and we're here to kind of support the community and to make it work for all of us. I know that there have been few situations where there have been issues with some gang, which is happened like outside Ballarat. And there are so many stories around why those things are happening. And the way I just want to really explain myself to the Ballarat communities, it's good to really have a good understanding of why some of this thing are happening, particularly the negative stories.
It doesn't come from nowhere, does it? It stems from somewhere and some negative experiences, yeah.
That's correct. And it's good to really think about that. And when it happens, instead of just pointing fingers, we can come together as a community to see how we can really manage or stop such thing happening. Because that's the only way to go. Because as you know, events, crimes, it happens everywhere in the world. And as you said also, there are stories behind some of those things. And that's just what I want to appeal to the Ballarat community as a whole.
Yeah, we all have things going on that other people don't know about, don't we? So it's important to just have a bit of empathy and understanding.
Absolutely.